Oh, the time is 6 o'clock in the PM, and you're listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby, Austin. I'm a little too loud. Got a hot mic. Thank you to Deidre. Deidre, what is the correct pronunciation of your name?
Deidre.
Deidre, correct?
Deidre.
Deidre.
Whatever.
Don't you whatevs me. Oh, I hate to be whatevs. I can't stand it. All right, enough of you. Your business. Hey guys, the Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right now, and everyone is super excited about it. This band, I think I played this song a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, is going to be in town for South by Southwest. It is Churches with the song Recover. That's Churches with a V instead of a U for some dumb reason. Dumb old bands with the dumb music they play, am I right? Everybody, the time is 6:05 in the PM. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. That's 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. We're also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. I will open it up here in a second. If you tweet it, I sees it and I reads it. We just heard Churches, and they are not from this country. I think they're from Scotland. And that was their song Recover off of their forthcoming album, My Forget. Or actually, I think it's a forthcoming EP for you nerds checking at home. Yeah, nerds. David Hatta, whose voice you probably already would have heard, is not here right now. I think he's doing Master Pancake tonight. I think there's a later show. So if you guys are interested in that, that's something you might want to check out. Whatever, though. No, I did a good job. Don't glare at me. Hey, who's glaring at me? It's a special guest co-host for today. She has co-hosted the show before. You may also know her from the sketch group Stag Comedy. And also, she's a cast member of The Hustle Show.
Also, I'm a professional glarer.
Hi, let me introduce you properly. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimena Estrada. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Cool.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's kind of a busy Saturday. There's that dream of like sleeping on the weekends and never waking up ever, which I don't mean death. I just mean enjoying a nice rest. However, you know, the weekends are kind of like my time. I can do whatever I want to do. And so it's like this battle of like, oh, I want to sleep. It's like, oh, but I also want to take advantage of it. And I don't think that's ever going to go away, guys. I think it's ever, you know, any thoughts on that?
No, I agree.
Oh, nice. We also have a special in-studio guest today.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
Let me introduce you.
All right. God, just saying hi.
You guys are bucking protocol like crazy.
I thought I said hi.
He is not from Austin. He is from Los Angeles, California, where he is a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
He also just won last night the National Air Sex Championship.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering if he's a gross pervert that likes to show off in front of people, he is. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Child.
Hey. Hi, everyone. Hi, thanks for the applause, everyone.
That was just
thanks,
me.
Hi.
No support.
Hey.
How's it going, Dave?
It's good. It's good. This is my victory lap day. I get to be in the glowing warmth of a victory last night and enjoy my giant golden statue I have.
Yeah, I saw your statue on your statue?
Statue?
I saw your statue on Facebook. It is a golden phallus.
It is a golden phallus.
Yes.
I was wondering how to describe it on the radio, and you were able to do it. Phallus.
Well,
there you go.
I got a little bit of experience.
There you go.
That sounds like something that, like the erotic adventures of like Odysseus or something.
The golden phallus.
Yeah, instead of like the golden fleece. Wasn't that something that he was involved with, or was that Hercules?
No, that was the fleece. Jason and the Argonauts. Wasn't
it? There we go.
I don't know. You tell me. I'll believe you.
It's maybe Sinbad? No, not Sinbad. Sinbad's a whole nother
beast. I'm
going
to put my money on Jason, but I could be wrong.
I'll believe it. No, Jason sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Argonauts.
Golden Fleece.
I believe the Argonauts are a Canadian football team even back then.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for Jason. How did you get involved in that?
In what, the air sex?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a very last minute thing. I do stand up, and some friends who were doing stand up in L.A. were opening up for the air sex thing. Mm-hmm. They texted me because I have a dance troupe up there.
Really?
I do dances with two ladies. We're called Liquid Feet. And
all right.
We felt like, I guess he felt like I would be funny for it, and because I have moves. I have smooth moves. Mm-hmm. So I did it then. I came and I figured out what I was going to do in like the hour before I went up. And then I went up and
crushed it.
I crushed it. Yeah. I crushed it with my pelvic motions.
Nice.
With my movements.
And so winning that show got you a spot in the...
Yeah, winning that show got me a ticket to Austin.
Wow. They paid for your ticket?
They paid for my ticket to Austin. So I came here like a week early, and I've been doing shows in Austin, just enjoying Austin the
entire
time.
That'd be a really funny way to travel.
I know. I really wish there was a world championship. I really want to go to like China or Japan and fight their national champion for air sex. I think I could crush them.
That could easily be a movie.
Yeah.
Would I watch it?
I think you would.
I feel like that's one of those things like Project X or like Sex Drive.
Yeah.
That would star some like teenage kids that I've never heard of before.
It could be something that actually might be making a movie out of the air sex thing.
Well, there you go.
I think there's like a documentary in the works.
Well, here's what I do. After every show, we take the show recording and we stick it in an envelope and mail it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And so I just copy wrote that idea.
Okay, great.
Copywritten. I think I copyrighted.
Copywrote.
So if you're...
What have you copywrote?
If your associates make that movie, that's fine. Just have them sign over a big old check to me, though.
All right, I'll look into it.
You're from L.A. Where was everybody else from?
There was someone from San Francisco, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, and New York. And I think that's it. There was like someone from Oakland too. There was Oakland and San Francisco. Maybe someone from Seattle. I'm not too sure. There was a lot of people there.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it was fun.
Were you nervous?
I didn't think I was going to get it. I thought it was like, you know, stiff competition.
So
I thought it really it came up to the wire there.
So when the judges were deliberating, You were thinking they weren't going to call your name?
I wasn't very sure because everyone did such a great job. They blew me away. I was totally blown throughout that entire thing. It was just, I did not expect that. I thought it was just going to be kind of people fooling around, and it ended up being like, it felt like everyone took it really seriously. So I was happy.
Well, I would hope so.
I think my secret move did it. I think that's what made me win, which was I have a good way of taking off my pants really quickly.
Were these prop pants or were these actual pants?
These were actual pants. I'm a rather large gentleman, and so I've come to learn when my pants are about to fall down. And usually I try to work really hard to keep them up, but having that power of knowing how to keep them up means you really know how to let them fall down really fast.
So you kind of like turned into the slide, kind of?
Well, I basically ran backwards and they fell. So it just looks like they fell off. They fall off in like a flash. And then I'm wearing fishnets, purple fishnets underneath. And I think that's what did it.
Man.
And women's underwear. I'm wearing purple fishnets and women's underwear.
Yeah, easy, pal. All
right. Those are things that exist.
It's a family radio show.
And I'm also support education.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Give the children lots of education. Teach them how to read and watch them read a book. Those are the words, right?
It's good. Is that even a song?
It is now because I just copyrighted it.
It's copyright.
It has been copyrighted. So how are you enjoying Austin, Texas? Is this your first time here?
Yes, it's my first time. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I've been eating so much food. It's been destroying me. A lot of tacos, a lot of giant, unwieldy donuts with things on them. Oh, I've been dying.
Where did you get tacos from?
Tacos, I went to Torchy's. I went to Torchy's, mostly Torchy's.
All right.
And I've gone there twice. And I went to a place, I forget, Austin, also the Austin Draft House I've been enjoying. I've been wanted the Alamo Draft House. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go to that place forever. I'm such a like film guy.
Isn't there one opening in LA?
No, I don't think so. I've been waiting for one to open in LA. But there's one in like New York and all over.
I know they're opening one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Although I don't know when that will be.
Yeah. I know there's different versions of that. There's like a Cinefamily and the New Bev. The New Beverly.
Oh, yeah,
Cinema,
New Beverly, yeah.
Which is owned by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, he bought that thing?
Yeah, he's like co-owner now. And he's like, I'll never show a digital print. It shall always be film.
What a nerd.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
Oh, it was pretty accurate. There was this South Lamar Draft House. It's on South Lamar Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And they bulldozed it. Have you seen it yet?
No.
You haven't seen it completely bulldozed?
Mm-mm.
Well, they bulldozed like the entire shopping center. And there was a bar right across the street. Do you remember its name?
The bar that's still there?
Yeah.
The Gibson?
The Gibson. And so they're building a bunch of like, they kind of bulldozed that area because I think they're turning it into like some sort of, you know, multi-use, like apartments above restaurants kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the area that they're calling it is like the Gibson Heights or something like that. Do you know if that area of town is called Gibson?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because the only thing called Gibson right now over there, I believe, is just that bar, which it would be funny if like just that.
It's like the bar.
The people were like, well, let's build a bar first. Okay, yeah. Done. Now, 9 apartment complex.
Yeah, it's like in Boston. I'm originally from Boston, so it's like naming all of Boston Commons the Cheers Zone.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just like Cheers. The Cheers District.
Man, how do we get business to this bar? Oh, we need more people. Yeah. Build apartment complexes.
Norm's North End.
Like whoever's building it is some insane man.
Yeah.
This business must succeed. Build apartment complexes around it. I don't care. Give it an airport.
Everything needs an airport. Put an airport on that building.
But sir, the airport couldn't possibly fit on the top of a building.
Every building needs an airport. If I'm building the building, it needs an airport on top of it.
You can either build it out of cement or I'll build it out of your bones. Choose. And then he builds that out of cement.
Yeah.
Because bones would just be...
It turns out he's just really into Wi-Fi and he's confused.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole thing. He just wants them all to have airports and Wi-Fi.
Oh. Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
A little twisty-turny.
I remember this friend of mine, he was very... he's an early adopter, if you will.
Mm.
And he was like...
He adopts children early?
Yeah, he gets them before they're born.
That's going to be mine.
Yeah.
That one in that belly.
I don't know. I'm thinking about keeping it. You'll give it up.
You'll give it up. Once it comes out, you won't want it anymore. But I'll be waiting.
That process will scare you.
With a little mitt.
Yeah, there it is.
I'll be waiting with a mitt.
Catches when it pops out.
Yep.
I've been kicked out of too many hospitals just walking around with a mitt outside the maternity ward. What are you doing there, sir?
I'm waiting to catch some babies.
Yeah, I thought so. Get out of here.
Aw, but I made the shirt that says baby catcher and everything.
Nope. You're gone.
Darn it.
And so he was the first one I know to have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the Apple Wi-Fi technicians came and like installed an airport in his house. And it was like this giant circular hub like glued to his wall with like wires coming out of it. And I remember looking at it being like, yeah, that's what that looks like. All right. Like perfect in my brain. Like,
yeah,
that is a thing that will do that.
Turned out to be like security cameras they were putting in and spying on him.
Oh, I hope not.
CIA.
Well, in that case, it's just going to see a lot of... I think a dude shaving.
Yeah. Like, dude, he just shaves all the time.
He's a hirsute man.
And he likes to be clean like a baby seal.
Yeah, but he could do it though. He could pull it off.
Yeah.
The
could be a good show.
Him shaving?
Shaving show?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be
remember, it's a family show.
I do. I will never forget. Hey, Jimena, do you remember where you were when you found out about wireless internet?
Where I was.
What were you doing on that day?
Yeah.
When the world went wireless.
I think I was making breakfast.
What do you think you were making?
Probably eggs.
Did you?
I shaped it into a pancake.
Oh, a little egg cake?
I actually called omelets.
No? I think I would have heard about that.
It was an egg pancake.
Oh, okay. And so when you heard about wireless internet, did you drop the pan and the egg broke?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my gosh. It's very shocking. We're talking to Dave Child.
Yeah.
Comedian and National Air Sex winner. So what does winning the National Air Sex thing get you?
It gave me that phallus.
Oh, okay.
That's about it. Now I have to walk through security with a golden phallus. a floppy golden phallus.
Yeah, well, it's just
floppy.
It's floppy. It's not even like a medal.
Oh, I was imagining one of those trophies.
Yeah, it would be nice, right? No, it's fine.
Does it not come with a base to put it on?
No, I think I have to build my own base for when I put it in the shrine at home.
Like, I don't want to be graphic, but doesn't it have nature's base to it?
It does. It does have nature's base to it. It does have nature's feet. The phallic feet.
I think that is the...
We're talking around this rather well.
Yeah,
I
feel like, though, if next time an individual is out there, first of all, people with children in the car, turn off your radio. Now, adults, next time you are getting comfortable... Into some sexy time. And if you're a guy, please refer to that part of your body as nature's base.
Or nature's feet.
Nature's feet.
Like, oh, it hit me in nature's feet.
Yeah, there you go.
Man.
I wear a protection in case a soccer ball hits me in my nature's feet.
Oh, nature's shoes.
My natural feet.
Your shoes for your feet.
Guys, let's figure this out. Let's cancel the rest of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to sort through this.
Yeah, but I also get, now I get to say I'm a national air sex champion, which is going to give me a lot of dates. So I think that's what's important.
Well, even being a national champion in something is pretty impressive.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
But this guy I knew in high school was on the drill team, ROTC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you're like a little, when you're a junior army guy.
I was in something called Civil Air Patrol.
Oh, what's that? No.
It's like, it's something that the Air Force does with kids in middle school, and it doesn't sound like it's a real thing because they're training you to find the black boxes on downed airplanes.
Wait, children?
Yes. I was part of this, so I know it's the case. I went on some missions to look for black boxes. Normally, they're just boats that go off, or they're like mistakes. So I think they kind of anticipate that they're not going to actually find a crash.
Uh-huh.
But if you're in it long enough, you get to... you get to learn how to fly a plane, and it's, you get to your pilot's license through that. So I was doing it for that, but I never got to that because I was sick of running around a mile. I've always been a chubby guy. Mm-hmm. And also my last name is Child, so it's extra demeaning when people are like, Child, you come here. Child, we need you over here. Private Child. I just didn't like it.
It's like in a doctor's office. Mr. Yeah. Child, well, that's clearly not a real person, so I'll just call the next one.
I was having a hard time in Hollywood, California.
Oh,
I was going on the Warner Brothers movie lot for something, and I think I was like a audience member in something. Mm-hmm. But I came in, and I gave him my my ID, which was a Massachusetts ID at the time, and he forever thought my last name was Benjamin because it was my middle name, and that I was classified as a child because it was Child David Benjamin on the license. So he's like, no, you can't, we don't have any, can't come in here, and there's no one under David Benjamin. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is there a guardian that could sign for you? Because clearly you're a designated child.
Well, aren't you a very big boy? You're a very big boy. All right, come on in.
Are you a mental child? Should I speak slower or maybe use some shapes?
How come you're driving? I can't understand how you could be driving when you're a child.
Do you use boxes to tie into the end of your feet like that short round kid in Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom?
Must be.
So he adopted you, I believe. Was that the end of the story?
Yes, he adopted, and that's my father. And he's waiting in the back room right now.
Oh.
Hi.
I don't like that he brought a gun in.
Yeah, he does that.
Oh, that's...
He really... is worried. Well, he's always been a security guard, so, you know, he's kind of stays in his blood.
He's just pointing at Jimena and then pointing at the gun. Oh, that's not...
Yeah, well...
How do you feel about that?
Time to go, folks.
you've accepted it pretty quick.
That just means he likes you. That just means he likes you. That's how he shows love.
Making a new friend.
Hey, that's me. Every day.
You're a real go-with-the-flow gal.
You know, that's what they say, and I accept it.
Well, I'm glad you accept it, because that would be like, real go with the flow. Yeah, that's what they say, but I hate them for it.
No, I'm not. They keep saying it, but every time they do, you're just like, no, I'm not.
That was some badass improv right there, because you yes-handed it. I hate that, by the way. I do a bunch of stand-up and a bunch of improv, and I hate when stand-ups are like, hey, yes-and, like you do improv.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's right. Hey, where are you from, out of town? Shut up. But I have a real good sense of humor about it. Don't take that the wrong way that I'm super angry. What were we talking about? So their idea was to train children.
Yes.
To run into downed aircraft.
Yeah.
And pick up the black box.
Because we had to drive around with a big thing that beeped every time we got a little close to the black box.
Uh-huh.
So we had to find, we had to just drive around a lot. I guess it's because sometimes a lot of black boxes just go off by accident, so they need to find people to narrow it down and find them. So we drive around with a, on a, in a car with a big antenna on it, and then it would beep closer to, it would be like a metal detector.
So these wouldn't be like drills. This would be like
an actual incident. No, I went on a couple of drills, and then I went on a real one, and it turned out to be like a boat somewhere, and someone else found it.
Wait,
so it wasn't even a
boats
problem.
Have black boxes?
Boats have black boxes.
That's cray.
Yeah.
Why don't they make the entire boat out of the black box?
That's a good question. It would probably sink, I think.
Yeah, it would definitely sink. So, but let's say there was a real downed aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Would they clear it of bodies first, or would they be like,
see, I don't know. Maybe
get
it's
out
just
there,
like,
child.
I think they might have told us if you see smoke, that's when you call us or something like that. Like, before you see any dead bodies, give us a call. Otherwise, we'll just go after.
Was there a law that, like,
child.
Sort of the dogs that could be used to track down something? Were they...
No, the children were the dogs.
Oh, that's what
we were the dogs in this scenario.
Did somebody protest against the dogs? Why did you steal? Why did you steal that dog's job?
I don't know. I just remember
you were like a dog scab.
The guy that ran it, he talked a lot about Area 51.
Hold on. I didn't like how you described the organization that ran this as the guy that ran it.
Well, no, there
not
was a
the
few.
Not the company or the organization or the association, was the guy.
No,
who
it's
ran
a real thing. You can look it up, Civil Air Patrol. But one of our lieutenants or sergeants, I don't
there
know.
There we go. That sounds better.
Yeah, he would always talk about the one time when he was on a mission and he got too close to Area 51.
Oh.
And these black helicopters dropped, just like came out of nowhere, picked up a few of the people in his troop or whatever patrol, and then flew away. Hmm. And he would always talk about that and be like, Area 51, it's a real thing. And then would be, then he's like, go off, find wreckage. Go.
Wait, how did he know he was close to Area 51, or did he surmise that after the fact?
Well, there is an Area 51. You can look it up. There, it's in like Nevada, so it's a real thing.
Getting real nervous right now.
It's just a question about, you know, what's in Area 51.
Our call screener, Tim, is telling us to just keep the conversation going to drop this, so let's just do
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, yeah, okay. Don't want to...
Yeah, I don't want to...
Don't want to... awaken the sleeping giants.
I don't want to awaken the apple cart.
Do you want to bring the man into this? Expose some truths?
Well,
do you want truths out?
Your dad's making a real nervous face outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, sorry, Dad. Yeah. Sorry, Pops.
It's no problem.
Sorry, Pops.
So this dude in the ROTC,
yeah,
he was in the team that spun fake guns. Like, they the rifles. No firing pin or bullets in them. But he would spin them really well. And my high school team, like, won the national championship. And I think I was making fun of him for this because I was a real nice guy. And he was like, well, you know what? I'm a national champion in it. How many people could say the national champion in something? And I was like, hats off to you, buddy. Like,
yeah,
seriously,
that's true.
Yeah. I'm a national champion in nothing.
Yeah, I guess I am now.
Top the heap.
Yeah, I could put that on a t-shirt and wear it around.
I feel like they should have given you a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to display your trophy in your home?
Probably not. I don't know what to do with this trophy.
Is it shiny?
It's spray painted gold and covered in glitter.
Really?
It's covered in glitter. So when I came back to the house, I was just covered in glitter. It's like I spent the night at a strip club. It was wonderful.
Oh, so just like the night of the strip club.
Yeah, yeah.
Just magical in every
way. It was magical. Full of magic. And
that's why they should have given you a t-shirt to wrap that thing
in. Yeah, they gave me newspapers. It was surrounded by newspaper when they handed it to me on stage.
Wow. You were the best at air sex, and they kind of treated you like like an air hoe that they just discarded. Here's some newspaper to clean yourself up with.
They're like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's still wet. Should I build like a case around it? Should I build this like box that I was thinking about building a box that's totally, it's like a wooden box and it says trophy on it. And you won't know what's inside until you open it up. And then I could put the wooden box on the shelf and be like, yeah, that's my trophy from the national championship.
Are you worried that anyone will just think that its name is trophy?
Yeah, maybe. I just don't want like a phallus on my bookshelf. I don't want a bookshelf Alice.
Go with the box.
Go with the box,
I think
right?
That's a good idea.
I can mount it on the wall like a deer head and have it like well, watch me
I
as
like
I...
I like this.
I can like walk across the room and have it just stare at me. Wherever I go, it's looking at me.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Okay.
No. Because I think if you hit it
yeah.
in a really good hiding place and it was found,
yeah.
that would not look so good.
That's true.
But
well, that's why you have to display it, but in a secret way, like the trophy box.
If you hide it in a way where if someone finds that it's no big deal, yeah. like I think if you yeah, like a junk drawer, no pun intended, but it was like, oh, if somebody is like looking for like a ruler or something, like, yeah. oh, what's this? And you're like, bah, not a big deal. But I don't know.
I can't wait to go. I really hope they search my bag in mm-hmm. security. That's where I can't wait to be like, oh, what's that wrapped up in plastic? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you get it out for everyone to see?
Yeah. Better take this out. I don't know if I can put this through the... Can I put this through the x-ray machine? Or should I carry it through? I don't know.
They'd be like, sir, you're causing a scene. They think
what?
You
I, just,
it
I just don't know what to do. And then they tackle me.
What if they slow clapped you right into your plane?
That would be the best.
Where they're like, sir, there is a separate boarding thing that we no longer talk about because it doesn't come up all the time. There's business select, there's a first class, and there's world champs.
Yeah.
Or national champs.
National champs.
It's like crazy.
I want to be a world champ. I want them to make it a world championship. I basically want a free flight to China. I think that's what I want.
Oh.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, that would be. I feel like the Chinese wouldn't be too into that, though.
Maybe.
No offense, Chinese. It's cool to just address a group of people like that, right? That's not.
No, nothing wrong. Okay. Nothing politically incorrect with that.
Tell you what, this is your choice.
That is correct.
Why don't you set it up?
Oh, it's a song that I liked way back when, and I just thought of it today. So it's the Braids cover Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, when was the song recorded?
Well, if I had this on a CD in seventh grade, and it was probably way old by that point, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, anyway, we'll
90s.
Be 90s.
Yeah.
Braids, put me in backseat. More mascot wedding show coming up. And we are back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake, special co-host.
Jimena Estrada.
Special and studio guest from L.A., Mr.
Dave Child.
There you go. Jimena, what did we just hear?
We just heard the Braids and their cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm pretty sure it was on the... Oh, I just forgot the name of the movie. Because I had it on a CD that was that one of those MTV hits of the year, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Buzzbin things?
Oh, no.
Okay. I don't know.
It was maybe 98, 97. I really can't remember. But it popped up in my head today, and I thought it'd be nice to listen to it.
Yeah, that was cool. I never heard that before.
Let me see if I can actually determine that. Not that we're keeping score.
Maybe High School High soundtrack?
High School High.
I don't remember.
I don't even remember High School High.
What was High School High?
Well... You've got a device in front of you.
Oh, busted. High School High is so familiar. This is going to drive me nuts a little bit.
Well, I didn't have that soundtrack. I had something else, but that's where it's from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it going to be one of those movies with Ice Cube in it? Or or was that, that was the movie they were making fun of? And
you're
don't
thinking,
drink your juice in the hood
you're
while
thinking
something?
It was a parody. It was starring John Lovitz and Tia Carrera.
High School High?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like a parody of Dangerous Minds.
Oh, so that itself is a parody.
Yeah. That kind of like, the only way white people can talk to black students is if they turn the chair around backwards movie.
Okay.
They're like, man, who's this guy? He's not going to teach me. Whoa, hold on. Chairs backwards.
Yeah,
time
cool
to
guy.
Learn.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
What was the name of that other parody movie then? Don't Drink Your Juice.
Oh, Don't
what
Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice
yes.
in the hood.
Yes, yeah, so it was making fun of like 85 parody or actual movies, correct?
The title
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that was more about like, I was going to say Boys to Men.
Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood, yeah. A lot different from Boys to Men. It's very different.
I haven't seen that movie in a very long time. but I think I remember liking it. But then again, I could have been 14.
Don't Be a Menace?
14. Don't Be a Menace, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I hear it's really good, actually.
I remember all the boys in my class loving it and quoting it, and so that just that made it cool. And so I just went along and heard the quotes that other people would say and then quote that, pretending like I saw it, because I wanted to be cool. So that's my knowledge of the movie, that it was a token that you needed to be cool in seventh grade.
That happened to me with Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I think that came out when I was in middle school, and I didn't see that until I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, like, I listened to the soundtrack. People had quoted it at me. Like, I was pretty familiar with the plot of the movie. Like, I told my middle school friend, Pat Linebeck, I was like, just lay the plot on me. I'm not going to see it forever. I tried once. I think I rented it. And I was like, just go to sleep, Mom and Dad. Go to sleep. They didn't. They didn't go to sleep.
This is my time.
Now's the time to strike. Very quietly watching a movie, like putting my ear right by the speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, get medieval.
That kind of thing also happened to me with Graffiti. I remember that when we finally got internet in our house, my stepdad would only let me get on it for like an hour, and he would supervise, and he would search things for me. And I asked him to search Graffiti for me because I wanted to learn how to do graffiti so I could be cool at school, because the guys that I liked to do graffiti on their notebooks.
Yeah.
And I got in trouble for that being a thing that I wanted to search on the internet, and I got sent to my room.
Oh,
you never learned how to?
No, graffiti? I did. I learned anyways.
Oh,
I
great.
Made up all kinds of little things that the boys thought was really lame because I was a girl trying to do graffiti. And you know what? Good call, boys. That was really lame of me.
No, that's cool. That's a cool thing to do.
Was it, though? I look back and I'm like, really? Okay.
I think that's super cool. I think they don't know what they were missing.
Oh, poor seventh grade Ximena.
Yeah.
Poor seventh grade Ximena. But there was a happy ending, guys. I finally did see Pulp Fiction.
Oh, good for you, Matt.
Yeah,
good.
Great for me.
I remember saying something like, bring out the gimp. All over the place because I know that was a quote.
Yeah.
But it was before I actually saw the movie. So I'm like, bring out the gimp, right? Guys, guys, bring out the gimp.
Like, who's this guy?
Get it, guys? It's like Pulp Fiction, bring out the gimp.
If you say so. But I remember still liking it. Like, even after I saw it, after all those years, like, even that one quote, oh, I'm going to get medieval on his ass, like, that had been, it reached cultural saturation.
Yeah.
But when I heard Ving Rhames say it, give credit to Ving Rhames, I was still like, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Where it's like, imagine never seeing Austin Powers and for some stupid reason, like being like, oh, I'm going to watch it now. And then hear him go, yeah, baby, and be like, ah, great.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah, I think Borat fell under that too. It has that same problem.
Oh, what do you mean? Cultural saturation?
I think there's too many people doing Borat impressions.
You know, no offense to everyone doing a Borat impression, but I don't think that would ruin the movie. I feel like that...
Because there's still the interacting with real people aspect of it. That's true.
Plus, I think him saying, like, my wife is a lot better than, you know, me saying it right now.
Yeah.
I think he sells it. Good job, SBC. That's what I call him. Sergeant Baron Cohen.
I think there's some stuff in Austin Powers that still holds up.
The first one?
Yeah, because that's when they have all the... The fruit blocking the nude stuff, right?
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Is that the second one or first one?
I think that's the first one. Because it's at the end of the first one, I think.
It is the first one because it's with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
And they just got married or something like that at the end of that one.
Yes, yeah.
So that
seems really funny.
I feel like it might be the second one.
Nope. Because the second one was Beyoncé, wasn't it?
No, it was Heather Graham.
Heather Graham. Oh, right.
I remember that because of the music video for American Woman.
Yes.
She was in that one, and I watched that music video quite a few times.
But the second one, they showed them on their honeymoon, and then she was, I can't believe we're talking about this. And then she was revealed to be a fembot.
Oh, that's right.
That's how they got rid of her, right?
Yeah. And then she
that might have actually been the second one then.
The first one actually had some moments in it of like a grounded comedy.
Yeah.
Like there's a moment of like melancholy when he was like, well, I'm in the 90s now. I'm not in the past anymore. And he's like trying to play a CD on a record player.
Yeah.
He pumps up a Reebok pump shoe too much and it blows up in his face.
The premise was, they were setting up the premise and it was nice to watch him go through that. And then the other ones just took off in weird ways.
Yeah.
They did not care. It was a funhouse after that.
Yeah.
And by a funhouse, I mean a not so funny movie.
A scary funhouse full of evil clowns.
Although, if I'm being honest with you, I saw Gold
Member.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, speaking of.
You know it.
Trophy box.
You love it.
I saw that in theaters and thought it was great. And then on my recommendation, I was at like at a hotel because we were on a trip to Houston, me and some buddies. And I was like, oh, let's rent that. Let's download that off the hotel's like pay per view. And I sat there in silence as they were like, great job, Mac. Super great movie. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm the worst.
See, that was one of the whole Austin Powers franchise for me was one of those that I didn't care about until I heard someone quote it all the time. And I was like, that is so funny. What are you quoting? And it turned out to be Austin Powers. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm on board since if you say it and it's funny. And then I watched them all again and I thought they were funny. But that same person who was my college roommate turned me on to A Night at the Roxbury, which the first time I saw it, I was like, this is awful. And then she kept telling me that I was a jungle theme. And I'm like, what is this quote about a jungle theme from? And it was A Night at the Roxbury. And now I think that movie's pretty good for me.
When it's on the podcast, I'll edit that part out. So you won't have to admit to liking that movie.
No, it's okay.
Austin Powers is a movie that didn't hit until video, I feel like.
No, I think it was a big hit in the theaters.
I'm not going to check.
Yeah.
But okay, my only experience is just my high school, so I should have prefaced it with that. No one in my high school cared about it. And then when it hit video, people were going around and like doing the stupid jokes. I think it was that way with Office Space too.
Yeah. Well, Office Space is much cooler to do that too. You can still do that. It's like that's like Big Lebowski nowadays. I'm doing Office Space. But it's like Austin Powers is, I mean, what about Ace Ventura? You know? Ace Ventura was like the original Austin Powers. Everyone was doing the quotes from Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I'm glad that stopped.
I don't know, man. I think I wanted to do comedy when I saw him getting born out of the rhino in Ace Ventura 2. I think that's one of the funniest scenes. I think it still holds up too. It's huge, it's big, it's broad, but it's beautiful.
So you're performing tonight at Sure Thing, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm excited about it. I'm there with other LA comics that are visiting, Dave Ross and Brian Cook.
And Dave Ross really funny. And Brian Cook are also putting on another show tonight, correct?
Yes, they're also doing the competitive erotic fan fiction.
So for that show, does the erotic fan fiction have to be based on some sort of like pulp culture property?
Well, there's two rounds. Okay. There's one round where you come with prepared erotic fan fiction, which you read. And the second round, another group of people are taking suggestions from the audience before the first round. Mm-hmm. And they have to write their erotic fan fiction on their suggestions while the first round is going of comedians.
Do you know what you are doing for your first round?
Yes, I'm doing the first round. I'm not doing the second round. I'm doing the first round, and I'm. Should I reveal it, or should people? Come?
If you want to reveal, go for it.
Well, I'll hint at it. Okay. It's called. I'm still in the process of writing it.
Okay.
But it's called Special Sauce.
Special is it? Is it McDonald's fan fiction?
Yes, it's McDonald's and Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
So and Wendy's meets the McDonald's family. That's most of it.
So just Wendy. So,
I like this.
It's Wendy meets the McDonald's family. Yeah.
What's his face? Does he get involved? Dave Thomas?
Dave Thomas is not involved. I'm keeping Dave Thomas out of this. Well, maybe. We'll see where it goes. I'm not done writing it yet. Maybe Dave Thomas will make an appearance, but it's a lot of Hamburglar, Officer Big Mac.
Thank you for remembering Officer Big Mac, yes. By the way. I feel like...
I wanted it originally to be about Birdie, the early bird, but no one would remember Birdie.
Oh, did Birdie represent breakfast?
Yeah, she represented breakfast. Okay. And it was kind of weird. She was like the one female... She was the first female fast food, I think, mascot, because she came before Wendy's, I think.
Oh, wow.
If you knew how genuinely pleased I was... To piece that together, you'd probably turn off the radio.
You know what? I'm going to blow your mind. You know what the Grimace is?
I know the Grimace originally started as like a shake monster, right?
Yeah, but he's also a giant taste bud.
No.
Whoa.
That's what he is. That's why he's a big purple thing. No. He's a taste bud.
No, you take that back.
No, is that more horrifying than a giant...
Back. I thought you were going to say he's like
blob.
A giant gumdrop for some reason. Even though McDonald's doesn't have gumdrops.
Taste bud. giant taste bud.
That's awful. Why is he grimacing then? Does something at McDonald's taste bad?
Well, he loves shakes so much that he's going to take your shake, and he loves how it tastes, so I guess he's going to spread it all over his body because he's a taste bud.
That is awful.
Yeah. Grimace is a really weird name for that.
I know. Grimace is just, he's just kind of a monster. I think after a while they were like, let's not talk about him being a taste bud. But if like pressed for it, they'll tell you.
Really? He's a taste bud?
That's what the internet said to me, so.
I give up.
Well, look
that's
what all,
just awful.
Look what McDonald's has done. So you have.
He does kind of look like a giant tongue if you really look at him.
Yeah, why?
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but that's tongue. What he meant by like a taste bud. It's just a giant.
I don't know. That saddens me. I really don't like it.
It doesn't even have to be erotic. I just kind of want to read McDonald's fan fiction now.
Yeah.
Birdie's dead. I know that they made nuggets.
It's like Watchmen, but with the McDonald's family.
He found out that Hamburglar was actually super smart.
Yeah.
Robble McDonald. Is that what you wanted me to say?
I think he might be more of the Rorschach of the group instead of going hmm.
So who would be the Ozymandias?
Probably Mayor McCheese.
So it'd be like Mayor McCheese. There's no way we let you get through this plan. He's like, really? Because I did it 37 minutes ago.
What about the moon face guy? What was his name?
Oh, Mac Tonight.
Mac Tonight.
Oh man, I totally forget about that guy.
I have a Polaroid somewhere of me in the 80s standing next to some Mac Tonight
thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think he went
to some McDonald's. He had a show at a McDonald's and I was there and they took a picture of me with him.
I think I am too behind on podcasts, so you have some time. Please find that photo. And so when I post the podcast, it'll be a picture of Dave Child.
Yeah.
And then that picture of you and Mac Tonight.
I don't think I'll ever find it. And it's just in my memory.
You made me sad forever. Hey,
I was wearing a little yellow overalls, if that helps.
Oh, stop it.
So you were like a little female Ronda McDonald then.
Yes, it.
Ronda McDonald.
Oh, all right.
What about this fanfic?
All right, cool it.
Ronald, it's your daughter. She's no kid of mine. Hey, we gotta get out of here.
Oh.
Dave Child, where are you performing? You're performing tonight, right?
Tonight.
Before you go back to LA. Where again are you performing?
Yeah, at Austin Java, and also at the New Movement at 10 o'clock.
And Austin Java is 8 p.m.
Yes, 8 p.m.
And New Movement is, that's the competitive erotic fan fiction show.
Yes.
At 10 p.m. You're also on Twitter.
Twitter at Mr. Dave Child.
MR?
MR Dave Child.
And you also have a podcast, correct?
Yes, the podcast is called Friday Night Film School. You can find it on iTunes or go to FridayNightFilmSchool.com if you want to go to there.
FNFS.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow you on Twitter.
Oh.
Oh, please do. I'll follow you right back.
Endorsement.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you. This has been delightful.
I hope you enjoy our town.
I have, and I am going to continue to enjoy it for one more night.
Hey, guys, let's get out of here. But first, we got to play another song. This is an Austin group, The Black Books, with their song Favorite Place. Goodbye, Jimena.
Goodbye, Mac and Dave.
Goodbye, Dave.
Bye.
Goodbye, Austin. Stay tuned for Clear Spot coming up next. What do you guys play on the show today? Sugar Ray? An entire hour of Sugar Ray? Their entire album, 1459? That sounds like a mistake, but do what you got to do. See you guys next week.